Hey, real estate fans, Alice Lima here, broker John L. Scott in beautiful Southern Oregon with another edition of the weekly podcast. And this week we're going to talk about multi-generational lifestyle and ask the question, is it for you? I've got some questions to ask yourself. So the first question to ask if you're entertaining this lifestyle is how compatible are you lifestyle as well as financial with the humans that you're considering living with? And it's okay if the lifestyle compatibility is a little on the low side, because we can address that with floor plan, separate bathrooms, possibly even separate common areas. The financial part, you need to have some compatibility financially. We have a high success rate with these multi-generational purchases and ongoing lifestyle. But you do want to make sure that everybody's being treated fairly, or that the financial responsibility is discussed ahead of time and in writing, so that everybody knows what their obligations and what their benefits are of this ongoing lifestyle relationship. And it is a lifestyle relationship. So that's number one, is compatibility, not only lifestyle, but financial. Number two, does the marketplace have available the size of property that you want and the floor plan that you need? And do not shortchange yourself on the floor plan. If it's not quite right, but everything else works, then let's talk about a little bit of construction, a little bit of remodeling. But it really is the floor plan that saves the day in these group living situations. And I can say that from experience. The last thing I want to mention is have an exit strategy. A lot of times when we're entering into these arrangements, we're either emotional because we're afraid somebody's sick and dying, or we're having triplets and we're doing this so that they'll have built-in daycare. So there might be like other life events going on, and we don't always think all the way through what is it going to be like at the end. And it's not that you want to be negative. It's just have the conversation with everybody. What happens if there's a divorce, there's a death, there's a disability, there's 16 more children, there's more relatives that are going to be added into the mix later? Are we going to stay in this property and keep it and pass it down? Or are we going to get to a place in our family evolution where we don't need it anymore and it's really too expensive or too big, and we're going to either pass it on to another relative or we're going to sell it? And you don't have to keep these decisions like in stone necessarily, but you do want to write it down so that everybody understands and signs it. And then maybe look at updating those decisions every 3 to 5 years, depending on your situation. But it can be an absolutely beautiful, enriching, amazing, connected kind of lifestyle. But again, it's the floor plan. It's the floor plan that's going to save you. Right now in Southern Oregon, most of our larger luxury properties are on sale. They're still pricey compared to what a lot of us can afford. But when you start combining incomes and then you start going out and looking, we have a complete buyer's market in our luxury properties. And it's been that way for many months. And so it's a great time if you want to do this. It's a great time to go out. The prices are soft and there are not as many buyers in those upper price ranges where you would find these multi-generational properties listed for sale. So it's a great time. So that's our podcast for today. Let me know what I can do to help with your real estate life. Would love to be your agent. I'm a great listing agent, and goodness knows we do need more listings, even in spite of another weird week on Wall Street and the one bank, Silicon Valley Bank, having to be halted and shut down. In spite of all that, we still have way more buyers than we do sellers. And the prices have stabilized. They're still a little bit low compared to what they were 6 months ago, but it's an amazing time to sell. So if you want to list your house, please give me a call. If you want to go look to buy something, either investment or a first-time home buyer, downsizer, upsizer, riverfront, rural property, whatever you guys need, I'm here. So give me a call, 541 541- 301-791-7980. We'll see you next week. Hug those you love. Bye now.